come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Dream Warriors?
Wait,
what's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of Podcasts on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week, we're coming at you with my pick of Waterworld from 1995.
Yes, sir.
This was a first-time watch for you, correct?
Yes.
All right. I don't know. I'm trying to guess how you'll feel about it, but I don't know. I really don't.
Okay.
I grew up watching this movie. I used to love this movie. It's been a while since I've watched it. I don't know. I bought the 4K just for this episode and because I wanted to have it in my collection. But
yeah.
So I'll get into that after. But anyways, grew up loving this movie. So I hope you could have some enjoyment with it as well.
Yeah. We'll see.
But before we talk about it, we will kick off our box office news and booze. And what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking, we got a few things. It is Waterworld, so, I've got to have a lot of hydration. Finishing my poppy from dinner.
Nice, okay.
I got water.
Okay.
And I got another water.
Oh. Little alcoholic water.
Yeah. How about you?
Also, I guess just water.
Nice.
The Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
Beer flavored water. All right. What's your last four watched?
Last four watched. I've been letterboxed. A few things. That's the last thing. Oh yeah. So I already talked about Police Story. I'm pretty sure. Talked about Steven Silverman.
Oh yeah.
The Bride. I don't think I mentioned yet. Finally watched that. It's on Crave. Yeah, I don't know. I had a bad feeling going into it just because of like the reviews it got, and then also you weren't the biggest fan of it. And like, I agree. I just not have a good time with it. I don't know what that was. Like, even the acting, it's like two of the best actors in Hollywood right now. Bale's been kind of on a real bad run, honestly,
yeah.
since Ford vs. Ferrari came out after The Dark Knight. Still, like, his last few movies have been that's been pretty bad. I bought a Alfred Hitchcock collection on 4K, so I'll start to watch those. Watched a Saboteur and Shadow of a Doubt. Really good movies, man. Hitchcock, honestly, I'm glad I bought it because now I can watch more of his movies and just the things he did with the camera back in those times. It's honestly awesome.
How many movies are in that again?
15.
15. Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. And there's a few of his big ones that are missing too.
Yeah.
Watched a short movie on YouTube. It's called Moshari. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Really fucking good. I wanted to start watching more short films, and I know a lot of them are on YouTube and easy to find. So.
Yeah.
They're free, why not? This one's only like 20 minutes, I think. Really good, definitely recommend checking out. Kind of a vampire Indian movie, I think. And then one last thing on Kilt in the Redneck Discord, kind of organically came up with this thing.
So weird how that all came about.
We're all gonna rank the paranormal franchise watch the first one. There's a new Paranormal Activity coming out next year, I saw, in 2027.
Oh, is there?
I think there's like seven or eight of those movies now, or will be, so
yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nice.
How about you?
Sarah and I watched Remarkably Bright Creatures last weekend. I loved the movie. I read the book last year, the year before, and it was one of my favorite books of that year that I read it. And I think the movie did an amazing job with its iteration of it. And I don't know, I definitely recommend it. If you've read the book, I definitely recommend it. If you haven't read the book, I recommend reading the book and then watching the movie. They didn't really change much. Like, it's just a almost like a full retelling of what the novel is, but
Okay.
it's really fucking good. It's Sally Field and Bill Pullman's son. Fuck, what's his name? Anyways, doesn't matter. You remember what his first name is?
He was on Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, I can't remember what his name is. Anyways, you recommended Moshari to me, so I also watched it. Really enjoyed it. It was produced by Peele. I saw
Oh,
that as
really?
well. Yeah.
That kind of makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. And I also watched Paranormal Activity just to kind of prep for that whole Discord ranking. I think we're gonna do watch parties whenever we can here and there, but
Yeah.
yeah, I'm excited to kind of go through all the movies, even though some of them are
Yeah.
shit, but
'Cause I've only seen, I think, 'cause the third one is when they're kids, correct?
yeah, I'm pretty
Yeah,
sure that's the
so
third
I
one.
think that's the last one I saw.
Okay, sweet. All right, for the box office. So I'm gonna do the top six just because in sixth place in its opening weekend, we have Passenger that brought in 8.7, and it's a horror movie and we like horror, so I figured I'd toss it in there. It's not getting great reviews, but I mean, obviously people are going to watch it, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of getting shit on in our in the one
Yeah.
discard there.
Yeah. In fifth place, we have The Sheep Detectives, brought in 9.2. In fourth, we have The Devil Wears Prada 2, still in there. It brought in 12.7. In third place, we have Michael. It brought in 20.6. And it's got a total of 314 million domestic right now.
Damn.
That's killing it. The Brockville Arts Center is showing it next Friday. So I think. Because Brady's been obsessed with Michael Jackson lately,
Okay,
so
really?
we're gonna look into it and see like if it's
Interesting.
suitable for him, but we might take him to be.
Well, how did, just like curious, like how did that start?
I really don't know. He's on YouTube a lot, so
Oh,
he
okay.
may have seen something on YouTube and it like
Yeah.
caught his attention with the music and stuff. But every time we're in the car, he wants to listen to Michael Jackson,
Huh, that's pretty cool.
which I'm cool with.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. In second place, very cool, we have Obsession, and it brought in 23.9.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's crushing it. And then in first place, no surprise, we have Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu, which brought in 81.6 in its opening weekend.
Not getting great reviews, but
It looks like a really fun movie, though.
yeah.
Like it kind of, what is the one that I'm thinking of? Can't remember. Well, I guess kind of like Thor: Love and Thunder, right? Like how, like the rest of the Marvel movies are kind of more serious, and then you have this that movie, and it's just kind of crazy
Yeah.
and out there and just a lot of fun. I feel like it kind
Yeah.
of has that vibe to it,
Yeah.
just from what I've seen. But, anyways, what do we got for the 4Ks?
4Ks. So 4Ks, we got Cold Storage. We got Dust Bunny. Moneyball. We got The Ghost Galleon. Boxcar Bertha. Massacre.
Lucio Fulci.
We got Office Killer. Throw Mama from the Train. Hold That Ghost. Ilsa the Wicked Warden. Stardust. The Ark of the Sun God. The Hunters of the Golden Cobra. Jungle Raiders, Tiger on the Beat 1 and 2, Inner Space, Soldier, and John Singleton's Hood trilogy.
I saw that Hood trilogy the other day and I was so fucking tempted to grab it, but
Yeah, it's probably easily $120, probably $150.
yeah. Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, and Baby Boy. That's
Yeah,
great.
that's a really good collection.
Cool. A lot of movies, but not a lot of quality.
Yeah, kind of a weak.
Yeah. I just bought 9 fucking 4Ks.
It's okay. I bought 15 last week.
That's true. Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
that makes me feel less bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was telling you, I was bored at work, so I was just fucking window shopping on Grubb, and then I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna throw some movies in here.
Yeah.
But I think I got a solid haul
Yeah,
for
you
the
did.
price,
Yeah.
so
Exactly. Yeah.
plus they had free shipping, so I saved a whole
Yeah.
$5.
Hey, man, there you go.
If you're in Canada and you like collecting physical media, this is a non-sponsored ad, but I mean, while we're here, we might as well talk about it.
Yeah.
Gruv Canada, GU or GRUV Canada is a fucking awesome website for physical media.
Yeah.
I placed my order on Tuesday and today's Thursday and the movie showed up already.
Yeah.
Free shipping for the whole month of May, and like May's
Yeah.
almost over here now, but even still, like shipping's $4.99, so it's not gonna
Yeah.
break your bank.
Yeah.
But yeah, super cool website that you had found, so kudos to you.
Yeah. I was getting kind of tired of Amazon and unobstructed view has more of like
Obscure.
the niche
Yeah.
like ones.
And Amazon's pre-order bullshit is so shitty, man. Like,
Yeah.
you might get it, you might not get it. And then it's like they're sold out, so you can't order them again. It's just a bunch
Yeah.
of bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's dive into this movie.
Do it.
Like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Waterworld from 1995. Starting off the synopsis after I have a burp. In a future where the polar ice caps have melted and Earth is almost entirely submerged, a mutated mariner fights starvation and outlaw smokers and reluctantly helps a woman and a young girl try to find dry land. This movie is basically Mad Max on the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool concept. It was directed by Kevin Reynolds, who directed Tristan and Isolde, which whenever Sarah and I first started dating, that was her favorite movie, and I've still never watched it. So I should maybe check it out. He also did The Count of Monte Cristo, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, which is also Kevin Costner, and he had a few other ones that I didn't really recognize, but for the cast, we have Kevin Costner playing. Would you Mariner? Mariner? That's what
I
it
said Mariner,
Mariner?
or
Okay.
like that's how I.
Yeah. Okay. Mariner. Jean Triplehorn plays Helen. Tina Majorino plays Enola. And the late, great Dennis Hopper plays Deacon.
Yep.
I have three honorable mentions.
Now, do we want to explain it? Who Enola is, because I'm sure people don't recognize the actress's name
Yeah,
from her name.
we can, yeah,
Okay.
because it blew your fucking mind.
I was like near the end of the movie, almost like three quarters way, and the whole time I'm like, this little girl's face looks so familiar. Like, I just can't place it. And then I was like, fuck, I need to look this up. And yeah, she plays fucking Deb from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, she does.
Oh man, yeah.
She hasn't done a whole lot, but
No, she hasn't.
yeah. It's kind of crazy that she goes from this massive budgeted movie to Napoleon Dynamite, which they made on like nearly no budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have any honorable mentions before I say mine?
The only one I had, I don't even remember where he's from. I just know he looked familiar. Oh yeah. So Jack Keeler played I don't know, banker, I guess.
Okay.
He was in Men in Black 2,
Yeah.
The Last Boy Scout, Fever Pitch. Yeah, I just remember him from Men in Black 2. I forget who he played in that, but he just has like a very recognizable face,
Yeah.
and that's pretty much it. Like, there's a couple of guys, but not really
Okay.
worth mentioning.
Okay.
Actually, okay, there's one, but I'll let you say it now that I very small role, but yeah.
Mary. I have Michael Jeter, who played old Gregor.
Okay.
So he was in The Green Mile. He was the guy with the mouse. Remember the guy that catches the
Yes,
little
okay, yeah,
mouse?
he the guy in the helicopter thing,
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yes.
yeah.
Yeah.
Kim Coates played the Drifter. And in a very, very small role, we have Jack Black.
Okay, dude. I saw when I looked up the cast, I saw Jack Black and I was like, "Oh, sick." And then didn't see him at all in the movie.
You did see him, but it's so quick, and he is a airplane pilot, so he has like the big goggles on.
Oh, he's the one that. Okay, we'll talk about it whenever we get to
Yeah,
that scene,
yeah,
I
yeah.
guess. But I think I know who you're talking about.
So it's
Yeah.
like a quick 30-second roll, if that even.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. I think now that I can picture it. Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I have. All right. You ready to talk about it?
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting fact. This was the most expensive movie ever made until Titanic came out
Yeah.
the next year.
The budget was originally 275 million, and I think they ended up making it for 330 or something like that.
That's crazy.
But Kevin Costner ended up having to put up $22 million of his own money.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. So, immediately love the opening in this movie because it has the classic Universal logo with the Earth and stuff like that. And then it doesn't go away. The camera just zooms into it, and then all of the ice caps melt and just left with this giant water Earth, basically. I thought that was
Yeah.
so cool that they incorporated that into like the opening title, whatever.
That's a really cool transition.
Yeah. And so we meet a mariner who is on his little boat. What are those catamaran? Is that what
A
they're called?
catamaran has two, I think. This one's called a trimaran because it has three. Like
Is that
three,
like the ones that the fucking racers use? Similar?
I think like a catamaran you would go on like on vacation, like they take you out into the ocean and shit. But yeah, trimaran, maybe that's what they use for racing. I'm not sure because it
Like
has
the.
the three floaty parts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has like this wild water contraption where he like makes drinking water, has a lime tree,
How does
just.
he make
And
drinking water?
I don't know how.
He filters his piss.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, he was pissing into the bottle at the beginning.
Oh, okay. I totally missed that. It makes sense. I mean,
Yeah.
So yeah, he sees another boat. He went underwater to get something, and then he sees this other drifter and he immediately tells him, "Oh, I didn't board your ship, don't worry." And it's like, okay, man, you're fucking lying. Like, obviously you fucking did.
Trying way too hard.
They're talking about these smokers guys, and you're like, okay, who the fuck are these guys? Turn out to be kind of like the bad guys. They are on these jet skis, basically. And so the other drifter is going away, and he shows Mariner that he stole his limes. And he's getting away, and then the smokers are like coming, and Mariner just like does some things on his ship and then just like opens the sails and just like flying. Like, this guy's boat is so sick.
Yeah.
So sick.
Yeah, because everybody else has like they have to like manually put their sails up and stuff like that. But
Yeah.
he has this thing so jimmy-rigged that he just like fucking slams down on a lever and everything just does it itself. Because
Yeah.
the drifter's like, you'll never get away from them. Your sails aren't even up yet. And then like in 5 seconds, everything's ready to go and he's just flying down the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because he just wants his damn limes, man.
don't blame him.
He ends up, I don't know if he gets the drifter killed by the smokers. They just fucking run over his boat like it's nothing. So he's going out in the ocean or wherever this is, and he sees this like fortress, and it looks like a prison almost. And the way you describe this movie to you is like to a T, and it pissed me the fuck off, honestly.
Okay, shit.
Not because it's a bad description, just because I just couldn't get it in my head. Like what you said was Mad Max, but with water. And it is exactly Mad Max with water. And I just kept going back to Furiosa or even Mad Max Fury Road because it's in the desert and they're trying to get to this green place.
That's true.
That's the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
The plot of this movie is basically they're trying to find land or dry land.
They're in a water desert and they're trying to find
Dry land. And, there's a
dry
girl who has tattoos and the little girl's the only one who knows where this dry land is, similar to Furiosa. She's the only
Fuck.
one that knows where the land is. So, like, I couldn't get that out of my head. Like, I still enjoyed this movie, but that definitely was like, I was like, it's Mad Max. Like,
Yeah, I will say that Furiosa, right? That was made way after this movie. So they didn't copy that.
No.
But the whole Mad Max thing, yeah, I would definitely say he drew some heavy inspiration from
Yeah,
it.
yeah. Now I still enjoyed this movie quite a bit, I will
Okay.
say. I love the characters. I love this world as well. I wish, like, I saw there's a Waterworld TV show coming out. I don't know like what it's gonna
Yeah,
be,
you'd mentioned that.
but I would just love to know more about this world, how they got there. Like, yeah, we know the polar ice caps melted, but like to see that like happening, like obviously it wouldn't happen fucking right away, right? Like.
Yeah.
Even today, like the world is getting warmer. It's not gonna, Florida or LA is not gonna go underwater in 2 years. Like it's gonna take decades for that to
Yeah.
happen if it does happen.
One thing to touch on that, this movie's 2 hours and 16 minutes long, and I can't remember the full reasoning, because Kevin Reynolds and Kevin Costner were friends because they worked on Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves together,
Yeah.
right? So they ended up having a falling out during this movie, and Kevin Reynolds walked away from the project. So Costner ended up finishing it, like directing it.
And didn't there's another director who I thought came on and then left.
Yeah, something like
Didn't
that.
like Joss Whedon came on to look at it or something like that, but
Yeah.
I don't know how old Joss Whedon would have been because he's like I
In
thought he was pretty young.
95? Yeah. But anyway, so I think it was Costner ended up cutting out a bunch of stuff to trim it down to 2 hours and 16
Yeah.
minutes. So there was actually fans online that were able to get a hold of all the original footage from
Yeah.
like festival shootings and shit like that, and they spliced it into the movie on their own, and they ended up making it, it's called the Ulysses Cut,
Yeah.
so it added 40 extra minutes of time. Universal, I'm assuming, is who did it, so they ended
Yeah.
up getting it all, restoring it, putting it in properly. And I didn't know until I finished watching it on my fucking 4K, but my 4K has the extended edition.
Oh,
And
really?
I'm fucking pissed because I really wanted to watch it.
Damn.
But yeah, I got through the end of the movie, and then it went back to the title screen, and there was a thing that popped out from the side and it said
Yeah.
extended edition. And I'm like, no, god damn it.
Shit.
So I think we would get a lot more backstory with that additional 40 minutes.
Yeah, because there's quite a bit. There's a little trivia here. So yeah, Joss Whedon flew out to the set to do last minute rewrites on the script's third act aboard the smoker ship, the Dees. He later described it as 7 weeks of hell. stating that he did little more than taking notes from Kevin Costner and trying to work them in the script because nobody listened to his ideas. In the end, he wrote a few puns and a few scenes that I can't even sit through because they came out so bad. So
I feel like Costner's just a huge dick.
I think that's the same thing because Costner is doing slash did those Horizon movies, right?
Right, yeah.
Like part one has been out, and I'm pretty sure part two I thought was out, but I don't think it is. But anyway, yeah, I can see that too. Anyways, where were we? So yeah, he gets to this kind of town. I think they're called atolls,
Yeah.
which are basically sounds like kind of like little checkpoints and stuff. So he gets on board there. He has dirt, which dirt is like this sought after thing.
Yeah, dirt is currency.
Yeah, basically. So he tries to sell some of his dirt. They tell him that he has 2 hours to stay in this little atoll thing, I think. He meets Helen. The currency they have is called like chits, I think, like something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
And they have this thing called hydro, which I think is similar to like alcohol, I think. And I love their like interaction because he goes up and he's like, "Oh, where's the store?" And they're like, "Okay, over there." And Helen's there. And he's like, "Well, it's not much here, like not much of a store." And he's like, "Is that a tomato plant?" And she's like, "Oh, you know what that is?" And he does. And then he's like, "I want that." She's like, "There's nothing there." And he's like, "No, I want your shells." So he's trying to leave, and then he meets these kind of town folk, and they come up to him and they're like, "Oh, we want you to have sex with our daughter because, you know, after a while the, you know, inbred stuff gets kind of old." And the one guy says like, "Yeah, you kind of stop wanting to do it." And then one of the guys randomly checks behind Mariner's ears and he sees that he has gills, which I did, that came out of nowhere for me. I was like, "Oh shit, I didn't know this was in here."
Yeah.
So he's a mutant, they call him. They end up capturing him. He has like web feet, and he's gonna be sentenced to be recycled, which is basically killed. So we see all the smokers coming. Deacon is the main smoker. I feel like in the extended you would get more of a background on Deacon because like he's not really introduced. He just kind of shows up and
Yeah.
like you're not really told much about him. You're just like, okay, that guy's clearly the leader, right?
He's like, who's the main bad guy in the original Mad Max? Can't remember his name. That's essentially who he is, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
Toe cutter.
Yeah, toe cutter, yeah. So we get the first big battle, and this was insane. These guys with like the jet skis, but they're the ones that like you stand up on, they can go like underwater.
Yeah.
Like those guys were so fucking sick. They remind me of like Fury Road, like those guys who are like jumping on the fucking swinging
Yeah.
poles.
Yeah.
I was having so much fun with it. They're like jumping over, they set up like the ramp and they all like jump in over into the middle of the
You
fucking town.
got water ski jumpers.
Gregor ends up like flying away on his little like plane helicopter thing. He tries to get Helen and Enola, but they don't get up there in time. They end up saving Mariner. Hopper's awesome as Deacon. He's, you know, goes on how about he hates sails and
Yeah.
he basically wants to capture Enola, who has this tattoo on her back, which they say is a map to the dry land.
We don't really get much of a backstory for her either. Like we know
No.
she was an orphan and stuff, but like
Yeah, because I was kind of confused because you find out that I missed the whole orphan thing because I heard that it was Helen's daughter. And then, like, near the end of the movie, whenever, you know, they do end up finding dry land, spoiler, I think that's where Nolan was from originally. So yeah, Helen and Enola tag a ride with Mariner, and right away Mariner's like, "All right, let's pitch the girl over the side." And Helen is like, "No, like what the fuck?" And then she's like, "Okay, like you can have sex with me." And she like undresses, and he's kind of looking, and then he, yeah, he just doesn't really do anything. And she wants him to take down the dry land because they think that he knows where it is.
And he kind of leads them on to think that he knows where it is too.
Yeah. I love, what did you think of the scene with Deacon when he's getting his new eyeball?
Man, I laughed so fucking hard at that scene.
It's good.
I was showing my buddy at work. Well, he's already seen the movie, but like there's a few of us in the office, and I was putting it on because he's got this big giant ass. It almost looks like a wooden eyeball.
Yeah.
And it's just sticking so far out of his face.
Yeah.
And there's one of his smokers is painting an eye onto it.
Yeah.
And one of the guys says, "Oh, it looks like shit." And then he like looks in the mirror. He's like, "It does look like shit."
Yeah, because he asked everyone in the room, and like,
Yeah.
"Oh yeah, it looks great, boss." And asked like the kid, and the kid's just like, "Nah, it looks like shit." So he grabs a beer, and he's like, "Yeah, it does look like shit. That's why I gotta ask kids."
Yeah. And the best part of it all, somebody comes running into the room and he spins his head around and it fucking pops right out of his
Yeah,
face and lands on the floor.
it was funny. Yeah, so Deacon's outgrowing his base. He pretty much has like this a ship, basically old warship,
Yeah.
but it's all like rusted and just filled with people, tons of people there, which it kind of reminded me of Fury Road with, all the poor people like living in the fucking dirt underneath
Yeah.
where Joe lives.
Yeah, the tunnel people.
Yeah. What did you think as what's her name? Tina.
Enola.
Yeah, like that, like her as a kid, like the actress.
She was fine. I
Yeah.
mean, she was 10. She's not like a great child actress, but she was all right.
Yeah. I thought she had good chemistry with Costner
Yeah, he
and Helen as well.
she might have been the only one he wasn't a prick to, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
But
I
yeah,
mean, with a name like Triplehorn, you know.
I feel like I don't know, like they kind of had a lot of fun together, like Costner and Tina Margarino, Majorino.
This would be a really hard movie to film, and obviously they did have a hard time because everyone got fucking seasick from this
Yeah, because
movie.
they actually filmed it like two, was it 270 kilometers? No.
It was off the coast of Hawaii, wasn't it?
Yeah, they needed 270 degrees of open sea all around them. So they had to be far enough out into the ocean for that.
Yeah.
And did you see the thing too? So the atoll there, it weighed 2.2 million pounds and it took all of the steel in Hawaii to build.
Oh, I did read that, yeah.
They ended up running out and they had to get barges to bring some in from California. Like fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they're out in the water, and then all of a sudden this airplane shows up. And was this Jack Black?
Yeah.
Okay, now like I see it, yeah. So there's a guy up on this like turret gun on the plane, just fucking shooting at the boat. And they're kind of going underneath, and then Helen just fucking grabs the spear gun, whatever it is. Incredible shot.
Oh,
Holy
such a
shit.
good shot, man.
She just nails the guy in the cock, not
The
cockpit, but
gunner.
the gunner nails him, and the plane ends up going down. But like, and then Mariner kind of was like, "What the fuck are you doing? Like, don't touch my shit."
Yeah. He's like, "Don't ever touch anything on my boat again."
Yeah. Oh yeah, the plane ends up destroying the boat too.
Yeah, because it's like circling around and around and around. So it takes out like his main mast and stuff.
Why do you think he cut their hair, like as punishment.
I don't really know what the meaning of that was.
Because I know that she joked before about the Mandarin cutting his hair,
That might have been it.
saying it was he looked better with short hair or something like
Yeah,
that.
you wouldn't be so ugly if you'd cut your hair.
Yeah.
So that might have been it. Yeah. And he's just like,
Yeah.
fuck you.
I did like Enola with the short hair. She looked cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is where they meet another drifter who is played by our boy there. Mariner ends up trading Helen for half hour for this random ass pieces of paper, like
Yeah.
and then like 5 minutes later, I think Mariner realizes it was a fucking stupid ass deal because
Yeah.
like the paper's like all like water has water on it, like it could be anything on that paper, like you know. And this guy like fucking freaks the fuck out. I thought this guy, what's his name?
Kim Coates.
Kim Coates. I think he did a great job, like
He did a
just
great job, yeah.
like crazy. He's like hasn't had sex in a very long time, obviously, and he gets pissed off and ends up getting the knife fight with him. You think that he wins because he comes out of the top, but he actually got stabbed by a Mariner. And then we get a scene because they're talking about they're hungry and stuff like that. So Mariner hops in the water. I don't know what he does. And then
Man.
I don't know what the fuck was going on with this CGI in this. Like, oh my God. Like,
Such a random scene.
yeah, so bad. Like, I could see if it was in like the extended cut, maybe, but it's
Yeah.
like, this giant ass monster like eats the Mariner pretty much, right?
Yeah.
And then just like breaks his way out of it, and it's like it looks like a giant like whale shark almost. I don't know.
Yeah. But like they could have done any like it could have just been a shark. He gets attacked by a shark and he
Yeah,
ends up killing it.
exactly.
But I don't understand why they had this fucking random ass sea monster in the movie for like 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Like I get it, like
Exactly.
he killed it and made food with it, but it's like
Yeah.
just pointless.
Yeah. So they end up getting to a barter outpost, and they're getting up there, and there's like people waving and then people speaking, and I guess it's Porta Greek. That was made up probably for it. But that Helen's looking through the binoculars, and it's a setup. Like all these people are dead, and it's Deacon and his boy is just chilling.
Yeah.
So then they turn around and I love that the fucking little sea-doo guys are like in the water, like just chilling, and they fucking
Yeah.
pop out
Yeah.
and they have like a giant ass net trying to capture Mariner, and he like does this crazy maneuver and then like fucking kills them all basically because they all like run to each other.
Yeah.
But I love Deacon's like, ah, for fuck's sakes, you know. Gotta do the shit yourself. Just grabs the gun and just fucking snipes Mariner from like 500 feet away.
Yeah. I can't remember what he says, but he's like, ah, I nicked him.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So they're still getting away. And this is where Helen says that the stories say that her map, the map, or the tattoo is a map to the dry land. Mariner says it doesn't exist. They start yelling at each other, and Helen's like, take me to the dry land, like you know where it is. And he says it doesn't exist. And then finally he's like, okay, you want to see the dry land? I'll show you. And I don't know how it works exactly. There's a lot of questionable things in this movie.
Yeah.
But it's like this little pod that's like filled with water, but like not filled with water.
Yeah.
And he like takes her down like deep into the fucking ocean, and you see all like this city and stuff like this. You see like a ski lift with a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, it was a pretty cool scene, I guess.
Yeah. But then he goes right down and he grabs a handful of dirt from the bottom of the ocean.
yeah
And she's just like flabbergasted by it. 'Cause
yeah
like obviously he has an endless supply of dirt because he's the only person that can go down there.
yeah exactly. How did the 4K look?
It looked good. Yeah.
Was it a good transfer?
Yeah, I think it looked good.
Yeah.
I mean, this scene
Nice.
was not the greatest, but
Yeah.
overall, the movie did look really good.
Nice.
And the soundtrack was so good. Like, it sounded amazing.
Yeah, that's good. Good. So they get back up to the boat, to the water or whatever, the surface, and Deacon is there. They're all on the boat. Yeah, they're on the boat. Enola's hiding. They won't say where Enola is, and then Deacon kind of like says like, "Oh, I'll kill you," and then she pops out, and he's like, "Ah, kids are so gullible these days. I love it," something like that. So they take Enola, Helen and Mariner jump into the water, and then he tells her that she'll breathe for both of them. They're under the water. They're kind of like exchanging air. And then they're burning his boat up up top. So they're chilling for, I don't know, a little while. She falls asleep. And then Gregor comes out of nowhere and saves them.
With his fucking hot air balloon.
Yeah. It reminded me of, I just thought of it for some reason. Was it Mad Max 2 or was it Thunderdome? The guy that had the little like fucking flying helicopter
Oh,
thing.
yeah. I think I want to say it was two.
I think it was,
I want to say two.
yeah. I don't know why I just thought of that, but
That's, yeah, that's a fair point, though.
yeah. Yeah. So the Gregor's there. He takes them somewhere. One of the like little atoll things. There's a bunch of survivors there who are from the first little town there. And they're starting to trying to figure out like where they're going. And then Mariner, I believe, says that the paper that they have or something is actually numbers. Because I think Gregor had something in it, and they're trying to figure it out, and then Mariner's like, no, it's like numbers, it's coordinates basically. And he's been like marking the cities below the surface, I guess, trying to map it all out. So they find the smoker's base. Like I said, it's a giant old ship. It's fucking massive. So Mayor does go there by himself to try and get Enola. I love this scene when he goes up to like the ramp and like the guy in like the mechanic is basically he's yelling someone's name. It was like smoke, he can't see, and then Mara just res it and goes up the fucking ramp and just crushes the guy with the jet ski. That was so good. One thing I thought was ridiculous is they're on this giant ass ship, and then Deacon has all the workers or whatever, the town folks underneath, and they'll grab these giant fucking oars and start moving the ship that's on like these rocks basically. And I was like, no shot they would move that like
This thing's like
that.
an ocean liner.
Yeah. No shot they would move that.
The one thing that drives me a little bit crazy about this movie is actually, and I did read in the trivia or somewhere that the back or the extra 40 minutes explains how the smokers get their crude oil,
That was one thing I was going to talk about next. Yeah.
which is a nice thing because I want to know how the fuck they got it, get it. And another thing too is all the cigarettes that they smoke.
Yeah.
Where are they getting these?
Yeah.
Because like you don't have dirt, you can't grow tobacco.
No.
So what is rolled in these cigarettes?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And the old guy that's in the fucking oil. That's lived there forever
Man.
long.
Fucking.
What? Why is he down
I
there?
don't know, but he's one of my favorite characters in the whole movie.
I love whenever we're getting ahead of ourselves, but near the end, actually, I guess this would be the next fucking scene anyway. Enola is up on like the command post, I guess, with them, and like at the whole deck is gone. And then you see Mariner walking up, and Deacon's like, "Who the fuck's this guy?" And he says, "Mariner wants the girl." And he has this torch, and he's gonna drop it into this hole. And Deacon's like, "Ah, you're just bluffing. You're not that fucking crazy." and he drops it, and it goes down to this where all the crude oil is, and the old man there sees the flame going. And he's like, "Ah, thank God!" It just blows up.
He's got these thick ass Coke bottle glasses on.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, he was so happy he was about to be killed. He was in this little fucking tiny rowboat doing, I don't know what, stirring up the oil, I guess.
I don't know. It's
I don't
kind of
know.
funny
I
though.
laughed so hard. Yeah, we see Mariner ends up killing Deacon's right-hand man. I forget what his name was.
I can't remember.
Deacon's trying to get in the plane. He grabs Enola in the brings him in the plane. And this whole scene is fucking crazy, man. Like, it's so long. We see Mariner grab like this anchor thing. He like shoots a line like across the whole ship, then jumps on the anchors, like gliding through past the helicopter, and this is a whole crazy scene, man.
And he tosses the anchor around because it's one of those fucking airplanes that can land on water. I can't remember what they're called. But so he tosses the anchor thing around one of the buoys on the airplane. It's fucking it's sick scene.
Yeah, so the ship is sinking because obviously the crude oil blew up. I'm trying to remember. Oh yeah, the helicopter comes and saves them, right? Or something, because
Yes, yes, yes,
they're
yeah.
climbing up the rope, and then Deacon jumps on the bottom of the rope and ends up falling off the rope into the water, I think. I don't know. So Deacon's dead. They're all, I think they're flying in a helicopter, and then all of a sudden you see a seagull. And you're like, okay. But my question is like, okay, yeah, birds, there's birds that need land, but like, isn't like there's birds that can just live in the water?
Yeah, but seagulls are always a sign of land being nearby.
Yeah, but through the whole movie, you don't see a single bird, though, like any bird.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't think they fly that far out, though. Because, like,
Well,
they're
I'm talking about
like.
like on land, like.
No. But I don't think any bird is out
So
in the middle of the ocean.
obviously all the land animals are dead, right?
One could assume that,
Well, I guess
yeah.
now they may not be because they found
Well,
land.
yeah, but not a lot.
So this monster that was in the water, are these just all like, is there regular animals left? Or is it all just fucking mutated?
We do see two shark fins at one point
Oh, okay.
whenever the Mariner is in the water and Enola's up on the boat by herself. Oh, it's whenever they go down to the sunken city.
Oh,
Because
okay.
Enola's on the trimaran by herself, and you see two shark fins pop up, and she kind of freaks out a little bit. But it's a very quick scene.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if, like, maybe they've mutated over time
Yeah.
because now there's, like, well, was going to say there's minimal human interaction with them, but we still have all these fuckers out on the water.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So they find dry land. The first thing I said whenever the fucking clouds part and you see the dry land, I was like, "Welcome to Jurassic Park." It
It's accurate.
was so it's the same shit. But yeah, they get the dry land. Gregor drinks some water and he's like, "It's fresh." They find like a hut with like two dead people in it. I assume it's Enola's parents. And you see like wild horses, and then you see like a boat thing. So Mariner's obviously leaving, and the rest of them are staying on the boat. They're like packing up a boat for him with supplies and stuff like that. Do you think he can survive on land?
I don't know. I like if you think about it, it'd be like us being stranded out in the middle of the ocean. Like, how long are we going to survive for? Like, when it's all you know is to live on land, or for him, it's all he knows to live on water. So,
Do you
I
think
don't
if
know.
Helen and Mariner had a kid, do you think it would be A mutant?
Ooh, that's a good question. Maybe. Yeah. Or like a half
Yeah.
mutant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I guess he's not like a mutant like you would see in like X-Men,
That's
but
what
he
they call him in
has,
the movie,
yeah,
yeah.
he has mutations to help him adapt to life on the water.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if there's more like him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure there is. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Cool. That's the way the sea dews fly.
All right.
I don't know.
I do want to know what the show is going to be like. Like, is it going to be a continuation of what we've already seen in the movie? Is it going to be a backstory? Are we going to see more of these mutated people? Because I didn't know about the show until you mentioned it the other day.
Yeah.
So interesting if they even end up making
So,
it.
I mean, this is just AI. That's early announcements suggested a show tracking the original characters 20 years later. Director Dan Trachtenberg clarified that those reports were premature and the project has never formally materialized.
Okay. So it might not even actually happen.
Yeah. The premise was intended to pick up the narrative 2 decades after the events. Dan Trachtenberg was initially attached to the series. It sounds like it was shelved.
I think he'd be a good director for it, though.
I think so too. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Late on me. How'd you rate this movie?
Wow, he seemed disappointed.
No.
I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay, all right.
Still a positive review.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie. I can see why, like, you would like this movie. I mean, especially watching it as a kid and stuff. Just a really cool time. Characters are awesome. I love the acting in it. The score is great. Just the premise, and I want to know more about this world. Interested in it. So, yeah, I give it 3.5 out of 5. I'd definitely
All right.
watch this again. Yeah.
Nice.
How about you?
After you texted me and you're like, "What the fuck is this movie?" I was like, "Oh no, he's gonna hate it." 3.5 though. That's respectable. I gave this a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Like I said before, I loved this movie growing up. I thought it was just such a cool concept. I'd watched this like way before I'd watched Mad Max. So I never had that kind of reference the first time that I watched it, but I just thought it was such a really cool concept as a kid. I loved Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves back then too, so seeing Costner in this role, I thought it was awesome. I think the score for this movie is so fucking good, man. Like, especially in those battle scenes, we have that like big booming, like crescendoing fucking orchestra, and it's just such a really good score. I think it's shot beautifully. I love how much of this was actually filmed out in the water and how they built these like massive structures for it. I think they did a really good job and they put a lot of heart into it. And it sucks that this movie is so fucking underrated in my opinion. But yeah, a lot of work went into it, so I respect the shit
Yeah,
out of it.
for sure.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: though it suffered from toxic buzz at the time of its release, Waterworld is ultimately an ambitious misfire, an extravagant sci-fi flick with some decent moments and a lot of silly ones. Oh, with some decent moments and a lot of silly ones. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'll say like a 63.
Oh, you're so close. 61%.
Damn.
And that's on 137 reviews and an average score of 6 out of 10. The audience score was a 44% on 100,000 ratings and an average score of 3 out of 5 or a 6 out of 10.
Nice.
What's Letterboxd have?
Letterboxd has a 2.9 out of 5, has 217,000 watches, and Anthony gave it a 3 out of 5. Buddy Allen gave it a 3 out of 5. That's pretty much it.
Okay. It's game
All right,
time.
man. Yeah. It's maybe the toughest game.
Uh-oh.
So I apologize ahead of time.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna do keep five, cut five, Kevin Costner movies.
Oh, this might be tough because, all
Yeah.
right, let's see.
Okay, we're gonna start it with Field of Dreams.
I'm going to keep that one. I'm going to keep it.
Let's go Dances with Wolves. I don't
Keep.
know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Keep
Okay.
for sure.
Okay. Let's go Draft Day.
Ooh, I have two keeps already.
Yeah.
Draft Day. I forgot that that would be on this list. It's a really good movie. Okay. I'll keep Draft Day.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Tin Cup.
I'll cut Tin Cup. I knew that was going to be on here. I'll cut that one.
Let's go Bull Durham.
I don't think I've ever seen Bull Durham, so I might have to
Okay.
cut that one.
Okay, that's
I'll
fine.
cut that one.
Let's go Waterworld.
Keep.
Okay. For the Love of the Game.
Cut. Is that a golf one? What's that one?
I believe it's a baseball one as well.
Baseball again? Okay,
Ah,
yeah.
no, you're right. It might be golf.
Yeah.
All right, so you got one, two, three, four keeps and three cuts.
Yeah.
Kind of cheating here, but no Yellowstone.
Fuck. Yellowstone's so good. I have to cut it because I know that there's going to be another movie on here that I have to keep.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yeah, keep.
You're going to be very disappointed.
What's another one?
The Untouchables.
Oh no. I forgot about that. I was trying, like, whenever I had two keeps left,
Know.
I was trying to figure it out. I forgot about the Untouchables.
Like once you go through his
Shh.
like his fucking
Shit.
his you know movies he's done, it's like, man, he's done so many.
Yeah. So
So you're
the only
yeah.
keep I would change is Field of Dreams. I would take that out for the Untouchables.
Okay. So you're keeping Waterworld, Field of Dreams, Draft Day, Dances with Wolves, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and you're cutting Tin Cup, Bull Durham, Yellowstone, The Untouchables, and For the Love of the Game.
Okay. Shit, the Untouchables, man.
Okay.
All right. That's fair. The thing with Yellowstone is, like, obviously it's his show, but there's so much more to it than his character.
For sure, I just wanted to
Yeah.
throw it in because.
No. I get it, definitely. That's sort of my justification with cutting it.
Yeah. And like, I didn't even know they just released a new series called Dutton Ranch.
Yeah, man. It's just fucking constant with this
Yeah.
world.
Yeah.
Because you had Yellowstone, you had 1888 or whatever it was,
Yeah.
1923, Dutton
Yeah.
Ranch, U.S. Marshals. I think that's part of
Yeah.
it too, is it not?
Yeah,
It's
it is. Yeah.
the
Because it's
one son.
Casey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Casey. Yeah.
So, like, there's like five shows spanning off this now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time for our
Cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I'll go a 7 out of 10. There's not like too many stunts like the few big like scenes in this, like just with the fucking sea dudes and like I've never seen a movie like this, like that takes place only on water for basically the whole movie.
Yeah.
Just the things they did in this movie I thought was awesome. The scenes were really done really well, choreographed well, a lot of explosions. So yeah, really creative. So 7 out of 10 for me.
All right.
Favorite stunt. It's gotta be the first time I saw the fucking Sea-Doo guys come out of the water, like they're like 6 feet out of the water, just come fucking flying out and just flying all over the place, and I just didn't expect it, honestly. So go with that. And stunt I would like to try. I'd like to try and be like Helen on that fucking harpoon gun and try and snipe a guy out of the air.
All
I think
right.
that'd be
And
cool.
miss terribly.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. How about you?
Stunts, I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Probably could be higher though, but yeah, I agree with you. Like, there's lots of explosions, everything's choreographed really well. So much shit could have gone wrong during the filming of this. Like,
Oh
a
yeah.
lot of people did almost drown. Gene Triplehorn and Tina Majorino included. They both almost drowned. So yeah, like, so much shit could have went wrong, but everything was choreographed really well and whatnot. My favorite stunt, I said Deacon's airplane crash at the end there. I just thought that whole sequence was really cool. And stunt I want to try, I want to be the water skiers that jump into the atoll at the beginning. Like, they hit that ramp. Either the water skiers or the jet ski guys, one or the other. Just the ones that are jumping.
Yeah, that was gonna be mine too.
Yeah. Right, that wraps it up. What's our next one?
Well, you already know what our next one is. I gotta put you to work though.
Yes, you do.
You agreed to it. So we'll be watching kind of a not a first for this podcast, but it's Chainsaw Man, the movie Rezark. We obviously did
Kira.
Akira before, which was based off a manga, but we haven't done really like one of these anime movies where like it takes part like after a season or whatever, you know. So I wanted to do a newer movie, and I knew that you had wanted to start Chainsaw Man, and so you have watched half the season, so
Yeah, like I said to you, it's only 13 episodes and they're like 25 minutes each, so I can blast through it pretty quick. But yeah, I'm excited because you went and saw that in theaters, didn't you?
I did,
Yeah. Looking forward to it. I like doing these animated ones too. It's fun. It's just kind of like a different element. Anyways, in the meantime, you guys can catch us at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Check out our backlog of episodes. We're coming up to like 70 episodes on this one now, so we're putting in the work.
Yard.
Thanks for listening to this one. Come back in
You.
2 weeks for Chainsaw Man.
Yes, sir. Talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
Bye.